you are beautiful. none of me. I want all of you.
All we need is you.
ask, oh God, then all of you.
I'm on.
Your love is pure. Your love is precious. Your love is all I need. Your love surrounds me. Your love astounds me. Your love is everything. I run to you. My heart is weak. And I cling to you. Cause you're all that I see. It's my heart's desire. To be close to you, here in your arms, I find my strength. Safe in your arms of love, oh God.
Everything I hold, everything.
my heart for his love. Everything I want, everything I hold, everything my heart cries out. spot a wrinkle.
There's none like you, there's none like you.
Not like you are of my, you are of hope. Who are we, O God? You are mindful of us. Who are we, O God, that you look upon us, humble ourselves before you, Lord? Because you're everything, you're everything, you're everything, you're bigger than the air we breathe, you're everything, you're everything, you're everything. These minds can't even perceive. Because you're bigger than the air we breathe.
ocean.
Just get yourself to the table, please. Set me free.
The reason he died on a tree, the reason he gave his flesh for me. He poured out his blood to wash away my sin. He was poured out that I could resurrect in his place. So take up his flesh and drink his blood. In yada se marieta vakyare se emyoneta. The reason I live is to worship you.
As he was broken, some of us have been broken, but only part of the way. As he was poured out, some of us are still holding on to what we have, and we think we've poured it all. But I've got news for you. He's the only one that can give us the willingness and create the ability and the grace to let ourselves be poured out to each other and to the body of believers. I take this flesh and his blood, not just for myself, but for those that I hold in my heart. Because I had a vision earlier that, you know, when the very first communion was instituted by Moses, they took a real lamb and they took their neighbors in. If the house was too small to eat a whole lamb, they took the neighbors and they brought them in and they said, come. And even some of the Egyptians came in and were saved. And you know, likewise, we have some neighbors that are probably in deep trouble. So, whichever neighbor tonight that you know that's in trouble, when you take this communion, take it for them as well. Bring them into your heart. Bring them in close to your heart and ask God to set them free. Because you know what? Our God is big enough to bring him into your house. Bring him right into your heart and carry them until they're free. Because just possibly somebody carried you and loved you in their hearts before you ever knew Jesus, before you ever understood his greatness and his love. So yes, Lord, I have a fabulous neighbor across the street that's struggling. One next door that's very angry with me for no reason. And that's okay too. And even on these days, Lord, that we don't understand, set them free. For Bill, the manager, general manager, and the owners of this hotel, for blessing them, bringing them to yourself, Lord Jesus, and all those that we've ministered to in this hotel, that minister to us, bless them. Also for those that are struggling in nursing homes. Juliet was hurting yesterday and asked for prayer. So I lift her up, along with the other saints that are hurting. So bless them. Strengthen them for your glory. Please obey and receive.
Protect the emotions of all those who belong to the shepherd. tell you, you're not to match the mold. You're not to match the mold of others. You're not to match the pattern that they have dictated. You're not to match those patterns. You are to be that individual that I have called you, says the Lord. You are to be the one that I have chosen. Yes, I told you I chose you, but you don't understand it yet. You don't understand the fullness of that choice. I tell you that you will be the one that will lead many to the unknown. They think they know, but they don't know. They say they know, but they have not tasted what you have tasted. Jump out of the mold even more. Jump out of the mold even more. Don't stay where you've been. Go higher, 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 girl, higher, 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 higher. For I declare to you, you shall be what I taught you to be. You shall be all that I taught you to be. And yes, there'll be many that are jealous, but they will not prosper. I will take care of them, not you. I will take care of themselves, the Lord. I have promised you, and I have confirmed it. And now I tell you, walk in that freedom. Walk in that freedom and sing for me, says the Lord. My angel goes before you. My angel will definitely open the doors that are right for you. And you will know that you will know that it's my angel that did the work and not you. And you will know that you will know that you have been kept safe because of what you have already promised in your heart that you would be obedient to only me. Be not concerned about those who whisper in your back. Be not concerned about those that don't understand you. Be not concerned about those that cannot comprehend you. For they cannot, because they don't know who you are. They don't know you are. They don't know who you are. They don't know. They haven't a clue. They think they know, but they don't know. For I've hidden it, even from you. But not for much longer. Not for much longer. For the days ahead will open up doors that you've not seen before. The days ahead will confirm things that you've known but been afraid to even believe that it was possible. Thus saith the Lord. Lift your hands to him. You say, why aren't we doing normal things? Because we're not supposed to do normal things. We're supposed to do his things. Never mind the normalcy. Because you know what? The normalcy just brings what we had yesterday. And you can always predict what happened yesterday. So I want you to open your mouth and close your eyes and say, Lord Jesus, I'm going to prophesy over me tonight. I will be all that God has predicted for me to be. He declared me to be men and women of God, not to serve myself, but to serve the Most High God. It is for his purpose that I'm in the earth, not to satisfy myself, not to get my own way, even though I've been stubborn. I confess it tonight. Maybe I've been angry at you, God. And when I got angry, I didn't understand. And I'm asking you now, forgive me for my anger. Wash me clean from all the anger, from all the misunderstandings. And I'm prophesying to me, I will be all that God has predicted and called me to be, even if my emotions don't match. And my head says it can't be. I'm telling me now, I will walk where God says, I will knock on every door that he tells me to knock on. And I will say to those around me, you shall live. You shall be full of life and full of healing. Because I'm setting me free. I'm setting me free. By the blood of the Lamb, I'm setting me free. I'm prophesying to me. I'm setting me free. I'm setting me free. I am free. I am free. I am free. Offering. Don't be afraid. Give them a clap offering. Give those kids a clap offering. Because you gave them themselves tonight. Hallelujah. 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 And now may the anointing that is upon you take it home. Don't drop it in the hallway. Don't drop it in the car on the way home. Take it home. Take an armful of angels. Don't leave them here. Take them home. Take them on a job in the morning. And let them tickle you tonight. Let them tickle you a little. Amen? Let them tickle you just a little. And see the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And share some hugs and some love until you overdose. Amen. And amen.